Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. And I hope you're all sitting tightly glued to this earpiece to listen to the show. But folks, we broadcast every Friday at noon time, Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a 30-minute show. We've been broadcasting for about 8 or 9 years. I could probably get a lot more time if I wanted, but I don't even hardly have the time to do this show. It is 30 minutes. Anyhow, we're talking about major topics that occupy staying healthy. And by the way, I'm probably older. I used to say a lot older than most of you, but I'm actually older than all of you. I really believe that, okay? So the thing is how also I'm healthier than all of you, and I have unending energy. I don't have to take any prescription medication. I don't have to take any kind of medication. I don't even take an aspirin, and I have unending energy. And with that being said, the main thing we want to talk about is basically about water, because water is contaminated worldwide. And whoever, you know, when people listen to the show or they listen to me, because I do a lot of lecturing and a lot of symposiums and things of that sort. And I also have a medical diagnostic business, which I'll tell you a little bit about. However, the human body is 85% water. The cells of the body and the organs are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. So when creation occurred billions and billions and billions of years ago, whatever it was, the beaches were beautiful and palm trees and the way the green ferns and also texture of the sand and the blue-green water. And my favorite beach, and I've been to a lot of beaches around the world, folks, but my favorite beach is still Miami Beach. And my medical practice used to be right across the street from the beach. So anyhow, we'll tell you more about that. I have to kind of chuckle to myself because as I'm talking about it, I remember in my mind's eye, it was great, and the things I used to do in my practice. Anyhow, without getting in, we only have 30 minutes, so let me tell you a little bit more about my favorite subject, me. Well, okay, I'm sort of being a little whatever, but anyhow, I do love myself, but I also love people, and that's why I do the show, because I've been lucky in my life. I was born lucky, born into a great, wonderful family, and I was able to achieve a lot because my family helped me with so many different things, and especially my dad, who was a pharmacist. And I actually grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. Billy, I don't know if you remember that at all. So, folks, my cousin Billy, who actually is a dentist and did many, many also other educational things in his life, and I hope he's listening with his beautiful wife today. Anyhow, so as I was saying, I grew up in my dad's old-time drugstore. By the way, folks, I don't read a script. I don't do a script with these shows. So just what comes to mind, and the most important thing, if you want to be healthy, you need to drink pure water. It's called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, Kangen water. The company that makes it is called Enagic, and it's based in Osaka, Japan. I actually attended a convention, I don't know, about 25, 26 years ago in Tokyo. And I can't make a long story short. We don't have too much time. So I met Hiromi Shinya. Dr. Shinya is a world-renowned gastroenterologist. He's world-renowned because he's the fellow who invented colonoscopy. And he talked me into coming over to his clinic, which was not far from the hotel, things that he did with regard to terminal cancer. Now, Hiromi Shinya is a medical doctor, practiced for years and years. He's now retired, practiced in Tokyo, and also he had a medical office on, I think, Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, New York City, for years where they set up the original colonoscopy office. Imagine. Anyhow, he talked me into flying over to Osaka. I only had 3 days for the convention. Anyhow, turned out I stayed there almost 3 weeks in Japan. And he talked me into flying over to Osaka, which is the other side of Japan, where the factory is, where they make these incredible machines. It looks like a little bit bigger than a toaster, sits up on the kitchen shelf, hooks up to the tap water, and it actually restructures the water into pure molecular water and alkaline antioxidant water. That's the only water that I've been drinking ever since they found out about it. And like if I'm in a restaurant or somewhere, I don't care if I'm with a dozen people or not. And if the waiter starts bringing over with a tray of glasses of water, I say, please, please, don't bring any of that water to this table, please. And what I always have with me is a little sort of a bag, and I have small little bottles of Kangen water. And I give it out to people because I don't want to just hog it. I mean, that I attribute the fact a lot of my good health and my my energy and so forth comes from the fact that that's the only water, Kangen water, I've been drinking for the last, ever since I found out about it, like 25 years ago. And you know, I used to tell my dear departed brother, my big brother, who was an attorney and a fantastic brother, we were in the Air Force together. And I'm not sure if I told you a little bit about my background. I think so. I'm not sure. But anyhow, let me tell you real quick. I had 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I also had, I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force. And my brother was in the Air National Guard, talked me into joining the Guard because it was toward the end of the Korean War. And they were still drafting, so, and there's a lot more to that, things that happened to me, but anyhow, so my brother was a fantastic person, an attorney, and also an incredible brother, and the thing that I used to tell him about the Kangen water, what happened in Tokyo, and so forth, and so on, and all about it, and he would say, oh, he'd smile, sort of. So, you know, somebody can love you, but that doesn't mean they believe you, or that doesn't mean they're going to change their habits. And whatever it may be, I attribute a lot of my unending energy to the fact that I've been drinking only Kangen water. And I don't drink, oh, by the way, I don't drink soda. Let me tell you a little bit about soda. Like the dark-colored sodas, like Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, in order to get that dark color, the manufacturers add phosphoric acid, and also phosphoric acid robs bones of minerals. That's why osteoporosis is increasing as we speak, and it's spreading across the country. And the prescription medication that's used for that is a tablet called Boniva, and they're selling right now, even as I'm speaking, every minute they probably sell a 500,000 of Boniva tablets because of the size of the population. In America, we're talking only about America, and also America and its territories, like Guam and so forth, and the Pacific. Anyhow, moving right along, let's go back to talk about. Let me tell you about certain vitamins and other things that could happen to people, like somebody may go to dinner. Let's say this lady is invited to a dinner at her friend's house, and she also saw an advertisement on TV for some type of an aspirin and some type of vitamin formula. Sorry, and so this lady on the way to her friend's house bought the bottle of this vitamin and had dinner there, and so forth and so on, and actually noticed the next day that she was actually starting to get bleeding, uterine bleeding. And what happened was that vitamin formula, let's say vitamin K, which vitamin K and poor metabolizer, people don't get along together. There are 4 types of metabolism in a human body: poor, rapid, ultra rapid, and normal. And if you have a poor metabolism, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It's just that certain things, like a vitamin especially, or some nutritional formula that has a higher dose of vitamin K, and vitamin K can precipitate intestinal bleeding. So there are different things of that sort that that actually we really need to know about. And let's also talk a little bit about getting back to my brother. And like I said, people can love you, but it doesn't mean they believe you. And if you really want to make a change in your life and really be healthy, then you really need to drink pure water. So even sometimes when you drink Kangen water, I mean, it's like a whole big movement. There's a huge, huge membership. And also it's a network marketing company. So there are many, many people at a network, the Kangen water distributors, that actually make millions of dollars in creating the distributorship. Because once you drink this water, you get extremely enthused. And the way I am also about it, but I'm heavily involved in medical diagnostics, and I formerly practiced medicine in Miami Beach 23 years, and I also had founded the La Playa Health Resort, which is in the next to the Fontainebleau Hotel, at the at another hotel that I can't even remember the name right now. At any rate, it doesn't matter. What matters is that this message that I can get across to y'all, which has to do, of course, with Kangen water mostly. So let's just move along. Let me tell you that the year 1992. I happened to be on vacation somewhere. That's why I remember that particular year. And they were starting and they were advertising prescription medication on TV. And it showed people dancing in the moonlight and so forth and so on. And then it would say, if you have this kind of heartburn, if you have this thing or whatever it is, then take this pill, take this prescription. And I was so amazed by it, but I had to jump up in my chair and I walked outside. I said, I can't believe this. Advertising prescription medication on TV? Well, you know what it is right now, folks. These days, it's every other, or even more than that, different prescriptions are made. Now, you know how that happened, because this is America. In America, people take care of other people if they want to get things going, meaning that obviously somebody from one of the drug companies paid somebody, and they actually got themselves to be able to get on TV. What's it called, payola? Whatever it's called, it doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned, that's it. That's a great way to John D. Rockefeller, or forgot who the other fellow was, that I think it was Rockefeller that wanted to make a railroad in the year 1909, from going from New York City to Albany, New York. Now you can get on 87 North or whatever it's called and be there in about maybe an hour and 15 minutes, depending upon how fast you drive. So they wanted to get a railroad, and there were 18 farmers along the Hudson River that had property along, and they, in order to get the railroad going, they had to be able to have a right-of-way. So Rockefeller had his people go into all those different 18 farmers, and they actually were able to get pieces of those farmlands that run right along the Hudson River, laid the railroad tracks, and that was it. And that goes for the Intercontinental Railroad also, because other people paid other people, paid other people, and that's the way it is. And I can tell you about my experience. I formerly had about 18 medical centers back in the 1970s, I think, and in New York City, and also a couple in Florida. And in order to get some of the cut Edison and this one and that one, you have to do certain things in order to move things along. That's the way, that's America. God bless America. And I thank God I'm American. Thank God my grandparents decided to leave wherever they left from and to come to America. So now let's talk a little bit more about that. Prescription medication, number one, you have to drink pure water, Kangen water. The water will help the body function better. Water will help you able to extract the minerals and the naturally occurring vitamins from different foods that we eat. And by the way, the typical American diet is just really atrocious. And let's talk a little bit about the aging in America also. People aging has increased. I mean, people are living longer. People are living longer, sicker. Longer, sicker. So used to be like 65 years old, people would be drummed out of their company. They give them a wristwatch and say, have a nice life. And maybe they last another 5 years, maybe 2 years. Maybe some people live longer. But now you have people in their 70s and 80s and so forth. And yours truly, okay? They have all kinds of energy and do all kinds of things and do things and horseback ride and water ski, and I can do all that. I can do all of that. I can snow ski, but I'm going to tell you, I can come out. We go to the mountains in Colorado, and you know, I'll ski, but I'm a lousy skier, snow skier, but I'm a pretty good water skier still, going over jumps and everything. So, and I hope that my cousin Billy and Karen are listening to the show because you promised that you would. Anyhow, moving right along, let's get back and talk about. We have people listening to the show today because the Kangen water is internationally sold, and we have people in Johannesburg like Felix, who's listening to the shows about 6 hours ahead of us. Felix had heard the first show about 15 years ago, I think, and just wanted to get a Kangen water machine for himself, but it didn't. He was feeling so much better, and his friends and neighbors, and he's a big real estate developer in South Africa. So with all that being said, that Felix actually turned it, he couldn't resist it by telling everybody about the Kangen water, and he has a big distributorship. I have Marta in Warsaw, Poland, and people in Dusseldorf, Germany, and we have Erica in Talkeetna, Alaska, and that's a whole big story to itself, Talkeetna, Alaska. When I was in the Air Force years ago, we were stationed for a while in, I can't remember the name of the town in Alaska. It's where the ex-governor lives. Anyway, I had met Herb Sheldon, who's a famous bush pilot and has a number of aircraft in Talkeetna, Alaska, and it takes people on flights around Mount McKinley and all of that. Getting back to health and wealth, because it's too great if you have healthy and you can make money at the same time. You know, we need the money to do whatever we want to do. I mean, you can stay home and look at TV, or you can fly over to Europe anytime you want, or go someplace else. And if you're ambitious, you can actually make a lot of money with the company that I am part of, which is called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N. That's not the name of the company, that's the name of the machines. At any rate, I'm going to give you my office number, my main office number in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, one time and one time only. We're not going to repeat it, don't have the time. It's 954-772-2150. Okay, so moving right along, folks. We talked a little bit about osteoporosis, which is rampant in society, especially in females. I told you about what happens when people drink the dark-colored sodas and phosphoric acid and all of that. Let's talk a little bit more about the couple of other people. There's a doctor named Horst Filzer, H-O-R-S-T, Horst Filzer, in Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston, which is a very prestigious hospital. Dr. Filzer is a vascular surgeon and kidney transplant specialist, and he personally endorses Kangen water as the most efficacious way of being able to rebuild people's immune response and bring back the body's acid-base balance. Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Filzer, because I forgot to mention the acid-base balance. It's so incredibly important, and I remember first learning about it in my last year in high school in the science class about the acid-base balance in the human body. We don't have time to go into it more, but you can call the number that I gave you before, and we'll be able to give you a lot more information. So, and also, you know, Kangen water is alkaline water. It's becoming increasingly popular. However, in order for any curative results, the water must be also the antioxidant with a high negative OH ions. So oxygen reduction potential, the ORP, the water ionizer units manufactured by that company you mentioned called Enagic, are the only generators in this field that are able to neutralize free radicals. Now, by the way, free radicals, let me, there's something laying on the desk right here. Free radicals are destructive to all the bodies, all the organs and cells in the body. And by the way, Cousin Billy, I don't know if you know that I wrote a healthcare book that I give you, that I ever give you a copy of it. It's called The Senior Citizen Medical and Health Guide. By the way, you're now part of the group by saying Senior Citizen Medical and Health Guide. And the book was published in 1975. I think, yeah, 1975. And I'm looking at a copy of it right here, and it has this really good-looking, handsome guy on the back of it. Oh, excuse me. That was me in 1973. And anyhow, the book covers a multitude of things, all things at that time that people didn't even know about, such as free radicals and what have you. So it took me about 3 years to write that book because I was practicing medicine at the same time, living in Miami Beach. And I lived on a sailboat, and I used to go back late at night from my office and sit out on the deck and write a couple more pages by lantern light. How do you like that? And looking out over Biscayne Bay, over the skyline of Miami, which I love, my favorite place in the whole world. And so that's alkaline water. That's what the canyon water is. It's balanced between acid-base balance is maintained that way with the human body. And I told you about Dr. Shinya, Hiromi Shinya, when I was visiting in Japan. That's how I learned about the water to begin with. And John Hopkins cancer report back in 2012, the years of saying that chemotherapy is the only way to eliminate cancer, John Hopkins is finally starting to say there are alternative ways. By the way, along with those alternative ways, Dr. Otto Warburg, 1931 Nobel Prize winner for medicine, stated cancer cells are anaerobic and can't in an enriched environment. They also thrive. Cancer cells grow in an acid environment. Sugar is acid. Sugar is in every single thing we buy, called different names to sort of sell more product than maybe I'll even say fool the public, because people don't know that every single thing, all the cereal things, anything with osis, this osis, that osis, and all the other osis, like, is actually sugar in disguise. So in order to really be healthy, you need to drink Kangen water like I do and use minimal amounts of sugar, because you're going to get sugar in every single thing that you buy to drink or eat anyhow. And we can come to a conclusion that if anything that I talked about appeals to you in order to be healthy and get more out of life, and I'm not kidding, I have unending energy. I can dance all night long, by the way. I think it depends upon what the girl looks like. No, I'm only kidding. I mean, I really can dance all night, especially Latin dancing, which I love. And also, I can play tennis almost 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I love the game. And so moving right along, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things. The person who wrote the foreword in my book was Dr. Jorge Garcia-Zorro, a geriatric cardiologist. I haven't talked to Dr. Garcia-Zorro in a number of years. We were good friends for a long time. I hope that he's still with us. But these are some of the contents in the book that I wrote. The dangers of certain drugs and aspirins, the use of X-ray and other diagnostic tests in simple terms, understanding your medical problems and thereby lessening your dependency upon the doctor. What I mean by that is that, what is the medical visit anyhow? You go into the waiting room, you wait there, and then you go inside, somebody checks your blood pressure. They put you on a scale and maybe look into your eyes and give you a prescription to refill your prescription. By the way, I don't take any prescription, and I'm also a pharmacist, which I told you before, and I grew up in a pharmacy. I don't take any prescriptions because I don't need any prescriptions. What I do is I take about 14 or 16 different type of nutrients every morning, which are, to make it simple, say vitamin pills, different type of vitamin nutrients. And I've been doing that for years and years and years. And I also, in my book that was published way back in 1981. So it was published in 1981, and I was writing all about certain nutrients and things of that sort way back then, and even about collagen. Everybody, collagen is a rage now. People want to buy collagen to slow down aging. Well, I wrote about it 100 years ago. So moving right along, folks, Billy and Karen, I hope you were listening and I hope that you really enjoyed the show. And my illustrious partner and like who runs the businesses that we have, Edwin Tunick, CPA, is listening to the show probably. And Ed and I have been partners for like another 100 years. And he's pushing 90, and he's doing a great job, and he's terrific. And when we first met, oh, God knows how many years ago, and I started to turn him on to certain nutrients, and also the Kangen water. So it benefited my friend Eddie tremendously also. So, again, let's talk a little bit about prescription medication. There's one way, there's a big problem. I hope you have time to hear the rest of it. The problem is prescription medication is about, it's the third, the AMA itself notified the FDA, the AMA, Medical Association, maybe, I don't know how many years ago it was, that that the prescription medication is the third cause of death in America. We're not talking about giving the wrong prescription, we're talking about drugs, nothing. This is prescriptions written by the people's own doctor, okay? And it's the third cause of death in America. So why is that? Because adverse drug reactions, ADE, adverse drug reactions, depending upon the person's metabolism. So right now, my company, we have a diagnostic company that's going to all the different doctors, and most of them between New York and Florida, and letting them know they have to have the prescription has to match the metabolism of the person. There's four types of metabolism, I think, which I mentioned before. The prescription, by just doing a simple test, there are a few different laboratories around. You can find out usually from your pharmacist which laboratory. We're not talking about a little corner laboratory. We're talking about regular big labs that are manufacturing, like Eli Lilly. In the year 1922, if anyone was diabetic, it would put them out in a ward in a hospital and just leave them to die. 1922, diabetes. We only have 90 seconds left, folks, to the show. We just got notified. But the thing is this, when they found out to add to the diabetic person the to be able to get old, to live with the diabetes was insulin. They developed synthetic insulin. To all my Latin friends that are back home in Miami, let me say disfrute un fin de semana. So you know what that means. And in the 60 seconds left, let's pray and hope for peace in the world and for these crazy lunatics that are running around killing other people in the different groups, different armies. They don't even know how to enjoy life. I know how to enjoy life, and I basically enjoyed my life even when I had different type of everybody. You can't go through life without problems, and if you can deal with it and look forward to the silver lining or whatever it is, that's the way it is, and life is great. And tune in again next week at 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time, and God bless you all. And let's, again, stay for peace in the world. And with that being said, say adios, y'all.